This feature is brought to you by Dr. Ewing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.
Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Ewing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com, that's drtong.com, for more information. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Ewing Tong, MD. I'm Elaine, your co-host. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good.
We have an exciting show today, as usual, but I'd just like to review some of our cases from last week. We had Maureen with us who suffered from 12 years of headaches. The last 2 years, her migraines got so bad that she had 2 to 3 a day, to the point where she had to have an ice pack on her head in the morning and before going to bed. She tried over-the-counter drugs for sinuses. She tried Imitrex, and it didn't really help her. After one treatment, actually during her first treatment, her migraine dissipated. She had no migraine during her first treatment with Dr. Tong. We also had Tanya with us. Now, Tanya is a very interesting case. She was diagnosed with fibromyalgia since she was 25, rheumatoid arthritis since she was 10. So she had about 25 years or so of these problems, and also stomach problems. She was born with her gastrointestinal tract backwards, where her
appendix, her heart too.
And her heart.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So her appendix was up where her spleen is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they tried to reverse it, and actually things got worse. She couldn't drink water.
Symptoms were worse.
Her symptoms got worse after the surgery to put her in the right place.
Put her in the correct place, like a normal person.
Right. The correct anatomy of a normal human being. She got worse. She would vomit. She couldn't eat. She couldn't drink. So then she had a couple other surgeries, right? But anyway, they put her back how she was originally when she was born. Mm. And actually her symptoms became better.
But then she suffered from GI problem, digestive problem all her life.
Right.
Yeah.
And after treatments with you, Dr. Tong, she's much better. She had some problems with insurance. She was on up to 30 medications before she came to see Dr. Tong. After seeing Dr. Tong...
She was on a wheelchair. She could mm-hmm. not drink water. She could not eat properly and very fatigued all the time. And after a few months, she was off the wheelchair. She was able to eat and drink pretty much like a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
Then she left for Texas for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And because she was not totally cured, and it's not easy to maintain health in an American diet. So her situation become slowly regress.
Right, she had to add her medications back.
And she could not get the, her HMO to come. But finally she did. This is the first time that an HMO... She did not have an HMO before.
Mm-hmm.
Then she got an HMO while she was away.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but she was able to convince her HMO that, by describing all the improvement with us, she was spending so much money on mm-hmm. drugs, medication, hospitalization.
So the HMO actually approved your treatment, Dr. Tong?
I think so. That's what mm-hmm. I understand.
Wow.
Yeah, first time.
That's the first time in the history.
My 27 year
of practice
that the HMO allow an outside doctor and pay for an outside doctor. So we're making some slow improvement in our insurance system. Yes.
If you have any questions, you can give us a call live, toll-free, today at 866-870-5752. Again, the number is 866-870-5752. If you'd like to make an appointment, we're here today till 6 p.m. at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. We have all our past radio shows archived on the website. You can click on them, listen to past shows. The diseases are also indexed alphabetically. And you can listen to, we have about 100, almost 180 shows now. Let's get to our first guest today, Maria. Is Maria on the line?
Yes.
Hi, Maria.
Hi,
welcome
Maria.
To our show.
Oh, thank you. Nice to talk to you guys again.
Yes.
Tell us where you're from and what you do.
Oh, I'm from Mexico City.
Okay.
And whatever I do it is, I work in the QC lab as a science. So my job is really, I do it raw materials qualification and NGC, what is chromatography purity about the solvents. That's what I do it.
So you work with a pharmaceutical company?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
We do it the IP. We make it really the IPA for the pharmaceuticals. That's
okay.
What we do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So why don't you give us a little history of what happened before you came to see Dr. Tong?
Oh, what happened is last week I put some empty my waste containers, my Astros container, you know, my Astros waste, and one of those solvents make it a little bit fumes,
mm-hmm.
and probably I exposed a little bit. It's a little bit toxic. So
it was exposed to, you breathed it or
I
to your skin?
A little bit I breathing, but okay. Even I working in the hook, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I have my protections and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyways, and I go home and everything, and in the afternoon I've been developing a lot of problems, a headache, and also itching in my throat and some funny reaction. So I can't wait to see Dr. Tong, and I say, oh, I had to see Dr. Tong, and I had to tell them what happened to me. So when I visit Dr. Tong, I've been developing a lot of headaches because
mm-hmm.
I smell sometimes, you know, my coworkers being working, and some of those solvents, it's impossible to cover completely. It's almost when you're working with alcohol, the alcohol, you know, the fumes coming out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult to prevent sometimes some of those smell for this kind of solvents.
So did you come to get a treatment from Dr. Tong?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. See, actually,
anyway, yeah, I've been having a lot of headache, but anyways, when I go visit Dr. Tong, the first time after he gave me the treatment, because I have a lot of pain in my back, in the top of my lungs,
mm-hmm.
and I've been having a lot of bad headache, and also my eyes is very itching, and I having problems. So the first time he do the treatment with me, the headache go away immediately.
Immediately, your
yeah.
headache, okay.
In the same time I go there, they go away. By the time I arrive home, you know, after a couple hours, my feeling, even my back is already gone, the pain,
mm-hmm.
and my stomach, it was very swelling, so it's no more swelling. So everything is go down in the same day.
After the first treatment?
After the first treatment when I go with him.
Wow.
I'm so very happy because I feeling, well, at least I can move it around. My eyes is feeling better. I don't have no more headaches because it was very bad to me to working and concentrating. So I'm so happy. The next day I go to my job. I'm feeling so happy.
Wonderful.
I'm really very good. Thank you so much, Dr. Tona.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So good for the treatment.
Yes.
I'm really happy, really.
Thank you.
Actually, Maria has been on our show before for chronic pain.
Yes, she was on in September.
She came back because of this acute chemical injury.
Right, from her job.
Well, mm-hmm. An acute injury is very easy to treat. But her symptom came back 2 days later.
Mm-hmm.
But then she came back again. Now, the second time after the second treatment, you're pretty much cured.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So but it took two treatments.
If somebody who does not know about this kind of treatment and let it go in a chronic situation, then your body deteriorates,
right,
you become
weaker.
It's much harder mm-hmm. to treat. So any acute situation mm-hmm. is much easier to treat.
Maria, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. I'm so happy to talk to you guys.
And okay. we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Yeah,
have
okay.
a wonderful weekend.
You guys too, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664 for an appointment. That's 714-556-8664. Okay, let's get to Rose. Is Rose on the line? Rose?
Yes, I'm here. Do you hear me?
Yes. Welcome to our show. Rose, can you tell us where you're from and what you do?
Yeah, I'm in La Habra. I'm retired now, but I do work part-time.
Okay, and you have a story to tell us or a question?
It's
or
good news that I thought Dr. Tong might like to hear.
Okay.
Yes.
My dog is chiming in, too.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, well, I went to an ophthalmologist on Wednesday of this week. This first time I've gone since I'm going to Dr. Tong. I first came to Dr. Tong in September.
Okay.
He told me I may have glaucoma because there's indications that make me suspect.
Okay.
At that time, the pressure in my eyes was, I believe it was 19 and 20, which is still in the normal range.
Right.
And then I went Wednesday this week.
Mm-hmm.
Now the doctor told me that the cupping on the optic nerve is less than it was the last time I was there.
Wonderful.
The pressure in my eyes this time was 13 and 14.
So this is objective evidence that I can lower the pressure for glaucoma
Wonderful.
Without using eye drops.
Wonderful.
I'm very happy. They still aren't sure that I have glaucoma, but they said I'm suspect, so they will keep tabs and keep...
Rose, how many treatments did you have with Dr. Tong?
Eight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is... And you're not taking any eye drops or anything right now for the glaucoma?
I don't need anything at this time because they still don't know. They just say I'm suspect because there's some cupping. But it's like I said, it's less than before. I don't know if that's ever possible with Western medicine to make it less once it's there. But anyway, mine's less.
Not with Western medicine. Drug cannot cure your problem.
Rose, that is wonderful news.
Well, yes.
I certainly am in much better spirits mm-hmm. after hearing that.
Good.
Thank you so much for calling us and sharing that with us.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a great
Thank
weekend.
Thank you, Rose.
Okay. Bye-bye. That is wonderful.
I have another case that more famous, but is not a guest on our show. A patient, 75-year-old with juvenile glaucoma all her life. She mm-hmm. was blind. I was able to partially restore her sight so that she can cook for herself and cook for her boyfriend. And her name is Toby. You can read mm-hmm. her story.
She's on the case histories
yeah,
on our website,
histories,
drtong.com,
right.
drtong.com. If you're just tuning in, that was Rose with us on the line from La Habra. She is suspect for a glaucoma. Before seeing Dr. Tong, her pressure in her eye were 19 and 20, which is still within the normal range. After eight treatments with Dr. Tong, she went to the ophthalmologist on Wednesday. The pressure is now 13 and 14, which is well within the normal range.
But the examination by using an ophthalmoscope showed that the cupping
is
generating less
right,
on
which
the
is
optic
very
nerve.
Objective. Give us a call for an appointment at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment, 714-556-8664. Okay, let's get to Don with Parkinson's. Hello, is Don there?
Hello, I'm right here.
Hi,
yeah,
welcome to
Don.
Our show.
Great, thank you. Good afternoon.
You have a question for us?
You want to ask me?
Yes, I have a question. I have a friend whose wife is originally from Cambodia. She's 36 years old.
Yes.
She was diagnosed 3 weeks ago with Parkinson's disease. She has a slight tremor in her left hand.
Yes.
And I think some of her back history is, I believe she has hepatitis B, which I don't know has anything to do with anything, but
yeah,
a suggestion for her.
It is also part of the the Parkinson is a liver problem, liver mm-hmm. and kidney problem. Oh. Hepatitis is a liver problem.
Right, so it's connected.
The liver, whenever you have a problem, liver behavior like wood. Wood shakes, okay? Liver deal with anger. When somebody get very angry, you shake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're shaking when you get in a rage, okay?
Right.
If you're not too angry, you shake a little bit, but you don't notice it. But if you internalize anger for a long, long time, your kidney, which behaves like water, calms the wood. If the kidney is weak, you cannot calm the wood.
Mm-hmm.
And you internalize anger. After a while, you internalize all the shakes.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot calm them anymore. The shake comes out. So it doesn't matter what you call it, Alzheimer, Parkinson, multiple sclerosis. Those are just a medical term to scare you. They all can be cured.
Mm-hmm.
On a 36 years old, much easier. On older person, Parkinson's not easy to treat.
Oh, she's 36?
That's
yeah.
what,
oh,
that,
right,
yeah.
Okay.
So a younger patient, early, just like the chemical sensitivity, the first story, the earlier you can get treatment, faster.
Right.
The younger,
young, right,
the faster.
Younger, the easier.
Can you suggest any type of supplementation, like vitamins or anything that will help her along?
Yeah, forget about supplementation, okay? Everybody's on supplement in this country, okay?
Okay.
How sick are we? How healthy are we? The supplements that we use have no qi. They are not life. Much better they like juicing vegetables and taking whole food rather than supplements. The most important is your qi from my shot and then acupuncture.
Okay.
Yeah. Tell her to make an appointment. Come
Do you
see
have
me.
Our number, Don?
I don't, but okay.
We'll call it out. It's 714-556-8664.
Thank you so much.
Tell her to study my website and
yeah.
then listen to our show.
Dr. Tom.
And then you can call in and I'll explain more on how the treatment works.
Okay. Thanks,
okay,
for,
thanks.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Okay, our next case is Arthur. Is Arthur there?
Yeah. Hello, Dr. Tom.
Hi, Arthur.
Hi. Thanks
yes.
for waiting.
You're very welcome.
Yes.
Why don't you tell... Yes, go on.
Well, I was going to say that I've had two visits with Dr. Tong,
mm-hmm.
and I come with a number of symptoms, but the main ones are blocked arteries, arteriosclerosis, and knees. And these two symptoms I've had for a long time. In 1989, I was prescribed to get a triple bypass, which I refused.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
And, yeah, and I, what I said was I would find a mode to do this that would not be invasive, and the doctor told me there wasn't one, and that I would die if I didn't get the triple bypass. So
how long ago was that he said you would die? 89.
That was 1989. So I've been looking since 1989, and
yeah.
with regular chest pain, and really can't exert myself much because of that. I don't
mm-hmm.
get the oxygen.
Okay.
So I've tried everything that the market has to offer. I have really tried. EECP and et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what it is. Now I've had two sessions with Dr.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Tong,
yes.
and after the first session, I was very suspicious of this, but there was no pain for a week, and I couldn't get back to see Dr. Tong on the second week, so the pain did come back again. So then I had my second session, and that was this past week,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, the pain is all gone again.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I swam this morning, and during those 15 years since 1989, I really couldn't swim without pain.
Wow.
And I swam this morning without pain.
Yes,
but,
okay.
But I have a question.
Yes, go ahead. Ask it.
I swim and don't have pain, but I still exhaust myself, and I run out of breath. I'm winded.
Yes.
And
okay.
I'm wondering.
Let me explain to you, okay? You only have
two treatments, and you've had this problem since 1989.
For how many years, okay?
Yeah.
I cannot reverse your block artery so fast.
Mm-hmm.
What I did was dilate all the tiny capillaries
mm-hmm.
so that now that the oxygen goes into your system, they get soaked into your system now. So what you have to do is follow my instruction on the diet to use very not non-greasy, no
mm-hmm.
refined sugar and stuff like that.
Is he on the neutralizer?
Yeah, the neutralizer,
mm-hmm.
the neutralizer acid
mm-hmm.
to get alkaline, so they get alkalinized, so that you get more oxygen. The healing takes a long time,
mm-hmm.
but then now that you don't have the disability, you can exercise.
Right.
Then would you continue to expand your vessel?
Right. And when you right, and you exercise, it also
before you couldn't exercise.
Exactly.
You exercise actually would be dangerous for you
right.
because you're making your heart to pump,
right.
but you're not supplying
exactly.
the heart with
that's
any
why
circulation.
I think it's very dangerous when cardiologists tell people with clogged arteries to exercise because it can actually endanger them.
Gym fix, you know, dive running. Okay,
right.
So the first thing is to restore the circulation
first.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Then you can slowly push the exercise. Okay, but the thing that I teach you guys on the first time, okay, is very important. That's a long-term cure.
Mm-hmm.
Depend on you. Not on me.
Your diet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just see you didn't follow my instruction the first week. Okay, everybody does the same thing, so don't blame yourself. Okay, but you learn. Okay, so if you follow what I tell you to do. Okay, you slowly cure yourself,
mm-hmm.
and then with my help. Okay, whenever you push and then you start having a little problem exercising, okay, you come back and tell me where you had a problem,
mm-hmm.
and then I open that blockage.
Right.
Then you work again.
Yeah, just don't push it. Just you have to kind of gauge how you feel.
Yeah, slowly.
Slowly.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay,
so
Arthur?
You will cure yourself, not me.
This is wonderful news, Arthur.
Also, the pain in the knees has gone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
After the first, and I've had that for 4 years, and mm-hmm. after the first session, I went to Argentina and was doing a lot of walking and hiking in Latin in Argentina, and I had no pain there.
Isn't it
the same thing? Pardon?
Isn't it great to be among the living again?
It is.
Yeah.
I really want to thank you, Dr. Tom.
You're welcome.
Arthur, thank
yes.
you so much for joining us.
I've got a lot
us.
Of symptoms, so I'll be back.
Yes, we'll cure those too. Yes,
thanks for joining us today.
You're
yes.
Have
welcome.
A great weekend.
Thank you too.
Bye. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, we have Ron on the line with several issues. Is Ron there?
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Hi, thanks
hi,
for
Ron.
Waiting. You have some
you
questions
doing?
For us?
Back in 93, I was exposed to spray paint at work. I was painting inside of a van, and I used, like, 7 cans of spray paint.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't have a mask, and I asked my boss for it, but he wouldn't get me one.
Yes.
And I basically burned all the cilia inside my sinuses.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And burned my lungs, and... It also messed up my hearing and my balance, and I had tubes put in my ears and had the ears sewed back on. And
what's wrong with your ear now?
I get tinnitus.
Okay.
You know, the tinnitus or whatever they call it.
Yeah, tinnitus. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I've got a lowered immune system from it, and I had to have gamma globulin treatment.
How old are you, Ron?
I'm 45.
Okay. You're not... too difficult to treat. How long have you had this problem now?
Since 93.
And then, like a year ago, I got hit by a car, a van in a parking lot.
Oh, gosh.
And it hit me in my right side.
Yes.
And I bounced off the vehicle, but I've had problems with my lower back, my middle back, and my neck.
Okay, listen. Okay, all your pain problems are very easy.
Mm-hmm.
You'll feel better the first time. I don't make any guarantees, but over 90% of people feel better the first time. Really, it's easy. You know, once you know what to do, it's not too difficult. The chemical sensitivity, you will also feel better the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to breathe better, but to maintain a long-term relief, you take a little longer than, like Maria. Maria only
right.
have the problem... acutely,
right.
And we fix it right away.
Yeah, but
is it normal to be like if I go to the movie theaters and a woman's wearing perfume?
It's not normal.
It makes me ill.
Yeah,
it's
so
not,
that's not normal.
Okay,
no.
It's actually if you're stronger, even you don't wear the mask, you may not have the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So the most important thing in health is how strong you are. It's not the toxin, it's not the injury, it's not the bacteria, it's not the viruses, okay? It's
mm-hmm.
how strong you are that
right.
count. And I don't see
yeah.
why people don't see this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
I have constant infections all the time in my sinuses.
I can fix
Ron,
you.
Do you have our number?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, why don't you, and our website is drtong.com if you want it. We have some, actually, cases on chemical sensitivity,
many
too.
Many cases, yes.
Yeah,
with
see,
radio shows.
Mm-hmm. I saw a doctor, Gunnar Heuser, up in L.A.
Okay.
But
I hate to say this. Nobody can do what I do, okay? So you come over,
check
you'll
out
get
our website.
Better, and you can become a guest on my show and tell people about it. Yes.
Okay, Ron. We have one more person, Stan. We're running out of time, though. He had a quick question on pulmonary thrombosis.
We have several cases of pulmonary thrombosis. Yes.
Is Stan... Yeah, we're running out of time. Why don't you give us a call at 714-556-8664. Dr. Tong, if you can call right now, Dr. Tong can answer because our show is wrapping up in about 20 seconds. I hope you enjoyed our show today. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 3:30 p.m. on News Talk 870 KRLA. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.
Brought to you by Dr. Ewing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.
Laura Ingram.
And then Ashley.